Show them to all. Today's office Kalam Daf Lamed Vav, and we are starting about the fifth line with the words Kahana Omar and a villain source of Daf. It's near the beginning of Yotas Amar Aleph, and today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarabas, Yaakov Maisha, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now remember, we were talking about Karach Sakarim, an empty area in the middle of a vineyard, and Beis Shammai had said that if we have 24 Amos over here, then we can plant a different min in the middle, and according to Beis Hill, we only needed 16 Amos. Now the Gemara tells us Kahana Omar Kahana says, Ketchilas Matasai Oysen Oysai, this halacha applies even at the beginning of planting the vineyard, meaning when he started planting the vineyard in the first place, if you left an empty patch in the middle, still, Beis Shammai says, Tchilas matasoi esim va'arba, v'churbanoi esim va'arba, when he starts planting his vineyard and he leaves an empty spot in the middle, it has to be 24 amas in order to plant something in the middle of that. And if it got destroyed, meaning he had a full vineyard, and then some of the vines in the middle got uprooted, also, it's the same halacha, 24 amas in the middle. However, Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says, Beis Shammai is more machmir when the vines in the middle get uprooted, as opposed to when he's planting a fresh vineyard. If in the beginning, when he plants a vineyard, he leaves an empty space in the middle, then there only needs to be 16 amas, but in the middle of it got destroyed and got ruined, so then there has to be 24 amas. On top, the Gemara asks, does this mean that in all cases where Beis Shammai argues with Beis Hill in regards to required distance, Beis Shammai adds on a third? Well, if that's so, we have a problem. Now, how do we get this calculation of a third? So this is called a shlish melabar. Take Beis Hill's number, which is 16. If we were to divide 16 into three parts and then add one of those parts onto the number 16, we wouldn't get 24. The way that we get to a third and the number 24 from the number 16 is by taking the number 24 and dividing it into three parts. Each part would be 8. And now it turns out, after the fact, when we see Beis Shammai's number, that he adds on a third on top of Beis Hillel. Again, 24 divided by 3 is 8, and if we subtract 8 from 24, that gets us to 16. So it turns out that after the fact, Beis Shammai, who says 24, is a third more than Beis Hillel. So now we continue with our question. If Beis Shammai really holds that we need a third more than Beis Hillel, well then what about the next case of the Mishnah? Mechoel HaKerem. In the case of Mechoel HaKerem, al da'at Beis Shammai Shmoina Esrei. According to Beis Shammai, we should require 18 amos of space, because al da'at Beis Hillel, Shtem Esrei. According to Beis Hillel, we only need 12 amos of space. And what would be a shlish milabar of shtem esrei? That would be 18, because 18 divided by 3 is 6, and the difference between 12 and 18 is 6. And that's not what we said in our Mishnah, but we had said in our Mishnah, Mechoel HaKerem, what's the required distance of Mechoel HaKerem? Beis Shammai Oimrim, Shesh Esrei Amah. Beis Shammai says only 16 Amas, Beis Hillel Oimrim Shtem Esrei Amah, and Beis Hillel says 12 Amas. So it seems to be of a discrepancy in how much more machmir Beis Shammai is than Beis Hillel. Is it a third, or is it less than a third? So look at my answers. Is to buy Meimar, that those that say Mehen Arba Amos La Vaida, take out 4 Amos required for the Avoida of the fence. Because remember, we had said that both according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we have to distance ourselves 4 Amos off the fence as well, because it's going to ruin the fence if we plant too close to it. But that's not considered Avoida of the Kerem, so take out that 4 Amos from the Cheshbon. Now what are we left with? Nimtzu, it turns out, Shtem Esrei Al Da'at Beis Shammai, then we're dealing with the Avoida required for the Kerem. According to Beis Shammai, it's 12 Amos, Ushmein Al Beis Hillel, and 8 according to Beis Hillel. And that's a proper Cheshbon of a third, because what's 12 divided by 3, 4, and that means 8 of Beis Hillel plus 4 gets us to the 12 of Beis Shammai. So we see that Beis Shammai is more machmer than Beis Hillel by a shlish milabar. The Gemara continues asking in this vein, what about the following? Vavoidas hagefen, the required amount that a different min has to be distanced from a gefen, should also be different. Adaita de Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, the proper girsa is shesh amos, it should be 6 amos. Vadaita de Beis Hillel, the proper girsa is arba amos. According to Beis Hillel, avoidas hagefen is 4 amos. And we already know this. We've been saying all along that we have to distance ourselves with a new min 4 amos away from a kerem. Well, according to Beis Shammai, who's more machmir by a third, so the required distance according to him should be 6 amas, not 4 amas. And Vatanin, we learned that that's not so. We have a Mishnah later on that tells us, Lefikach, therefore, Hazirea arba amas shebekerem, if a person plants within 4 amas of a vineyard, Beis Shammai Beis Shammai says, Kideshura achas, that asr is one row in the vineyard, Ubeis Hillel Beis Hillel says, Kideshteshurais, that asr is two rows. And what do we see from here? That the thing being planted was within 4 amas, and Beis Shammai asrs. Clearly, Beis Shammai holds, Avodas HaKerem is 4 amas, not 6 amas. So Gemara says, no, Neymar begin Beis Hillel Tanisa. The whole reason why the Mishnah mentioned that halacha is in Shitas Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel holds that Avodas HaKerem is 4 amos. And that's why the Mishnah mentioned 4 amos. Now it happens to be that Beis Shammai would agree in that case, because if Beis Shammai requires a 6 ama distance from a kerem, of course he's going to aser if something's planted within 4 amos of it, but he's not limited to the 4 amos. He holds 5 and up until 6 amos as well would be aser. And again, the only reason why we mentioned Beis Shammai along with Beis Hillel in that Mishnah is because Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel. And the main reason why we mentioned the number 4 is not to tell us that Beis Shammai requires only a 4 ama separation, is really just to tell us something in Shitas Beis Hillel. Hillel. But the Gemara continues asking, Vataninon, we have another mission that says, Ezehu Aris, what's the case of Aris? Well, we've described this previously. Hanotea Shura Shachamish Gefanim, someone who plants a row of five vines. And we had said that even though usually a row of five vines is not considered a kerem, because we have to have Shtaim Keneged Shtaim Achaz Yotze Zanov, over here, when it's being planted up against a fence, that's called Aris and is considered a kerem. Now, Bishami, that mission agrees that if someone wants to plant something near this row of vines, which is by the fence, he has to distance himself four amas away from it, not six amas. So once again, question on Shitas Beis Shammai, according to our Cheshbon, that Beis Shammai is more machmer than Beis Hillel by a third, he should hold that the distance necessary from these vines is six amas, not four amas. So Gemara answers, Shanya he, this case is different as well. Lam zayin amal alf on top, the Amr b'shim ben Lakish, because Rav Lakish answered in the Gemara, ba'aris ham'okim shanu, that's talking about a staggered aris. Aidea kima, because it's staggered, tarte mizbalon, two amas are swallowed up. Take a look at the bottom of the amud at our first picture labeled Aleph. You see that we have five vines over here staggered. Now, Shitas Beis Shammai is that if we have five vines in a row, even if they're not next to a fence, they're considered a kerem and they would require a big distance in order to plant a different min. However, if they're ma'ukim, if they're staggered like this first picture, then they are not considered a kerem unless they're up against a fence. And that's what that mission is talking about. If we have five vines which are staggered up against a fence, so then one has to distance himself four amas away in order to plant a different min. Now, this is not a question on our understanding of Beis Shammai, because where does that four amas start? Do we measure that four amas from the upper vines or from the lower vines, meaning from the vines closer to the fence or from the vines further away from the fence? And if you take a look at picture Beis over here, you see that we're measuring the four amas starting from the outer vines, not from the vines closer to the fence. And it turns out that there's actually six amas away from the vines that are closer to the fence, hence we have Shitas Beis Shammai, it requires a six amas separation. And once again, we don't have a question on this understanding of Shitas Beis Shammai. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to explain our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.